Deception is one of the most dangerous things in the spiritual life. So when you find a promise that guarantees that you can avoid it, you better listen. This is amazing. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, one of the most dangerous things with deception is this, that everyone thinks that they're on the right path. Of course, we think, okay, I'm on the right path because I'm in the Catholic Church and this. But then those that are Mormons think that they're on the right path, and those that are in this denomination, and every person and every group, whatever it is that they're in, they're completely convinced that they're fine where they are. They're deceived. So you always have to ask, am I deceived too? Because even those of us that are in the Catholic Church will say, well, if you're not in this particular section of it, you aren't in salvation, or if you're not in this group or in this group, or if you're not at a Latin Mass, or if you're not a Maronite, or if you're not this, there can be a lot of that even when you're within the fold. So deception is deceptive because you never will admit that you're in it. Think about that. No one who's deceived is admitting that they're being deceived. They don't know it. They would never say it. That's why it can hardly even be considered a sin, because it's not intentional. They're not willing to be deceived. So how can we avoid it? Listen to this. We do not see God in purgatory. That would make it heaven. When a soul seeks God and out of pure love desires nothing else, he never lets that soul be deceived. Now, of course, the answer to guaranteeing never being deceived, it's not an easy answer. It's an answer, but it's not easy. Now, a little bit more about deception. All of the saints talk about it because of the invisible nature of the spiritual life. It is incredibly easy to be deceived. I've been deceived at least a couple of times. And when you're caught in that cloud of deception, you think you're going on the right path. And then only when it's too late do you realize that it's too late. St. John of the Cross, St. Teresa of Avila talk about how easy it is to be spiritually deceived. So let's unpack what we can do to avoid it, because this is incredibly powerful. So first, a soul seeking God. Presumably, all of us are seeking God. So we've got that base covered. And out of pure love desires nothing else. That's the key to not being deceived. So what's the problem? When we seek God, we're also wanting other things. What other things could that be? I mean, that could be a lot of things. That could be healing, prestige, popularity, power, money, pleasure, even salvation. Do you see that? That's why you'll see some of the saints, I think Saint Faustina would say, if God would want me to throw myself into hell, even if that's what he would want, I would want it. Because sometimes we want the thing more than God himself, whatever that is. And the problem is, as you go through in the spiritual life, the things that we're wanting are good. For instance, a baby, a good job, blessings in our life, some particular spiritual gift. These things are really, really good. A spouse. But how often the devil will use that desire and say, oh, you want this? Come over here. I'm God. I will give it to you. And because he's offering us that good thing, we can be easily tricked into going into the right path. That's why St. John of the Cross puts this in a different way. He has this one drawing in one of his books. I think it's Ascent of Mount Carmel. All of his books are difficult, but that's sort of one of the not as quite difficult ones. And he puts this kind of climbing up to God where he says, nothing, 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 nothing. And then you arrive at God. Why does he say that? Because he's saying, look, if you want to make sure you arrive at God, you have to want God and nothing else. Not fame, not popularity, not being liked, not being respected, not even being holy. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Because anything can be something that the devil uses to lead you away from God. A great example of this is Jesus Christ on the cross. What did he have? Was he popular? No. Was he liked by a lot of people? No. Was he being honored? No. Did he have any prestige or fame or power? No. Did he have a lot of followers at the cross? No. He had hardly anything. He had nothing. Stripped of everything. He was literally naked. But he had God. He was God. That's all that he had. We can use this parallel in relationships, that we should love our spouse in sickness or in health. And that's essentially what this is saying, that if we learn to love God even in sickness, even when he's taken everything away, then we really love God and we can't be deceived. That's the key. So there's some of you out there that are suffering a lot and you're wondering, has God abandoned me? No, he has abandoned everything else from you. He's taken away maybe your health, your work, your prestige from other people, your spouse. Maybe he's taken everything away from you. And you think, does God hate me? No, he's just purifying you so that you can learn to love him alone without any of the treats that come with him. Really important here. So when we seek God and love him out of pure love and want nothing else, then we're truly free. Is it easy? No, it's next to impossible to do this. But then we won't be deceived, especially when you get in those later stages of the spiritual life. Man, deception comes every day to try to take you away from God. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Tolentine, pray for us. Blessed Mary of Providence, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow in day 10.